This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Truthfully, a man, I believe, is being able to do the things that are hard or do things you don't want to do because you're supposed to do them. I think that's what a man's always been. A man is supposed to be strong. He needs to be strong, so he has to become strong. That's his job. A man is supposed to be brave. It's not that you can't feel fear. It's that you have to be brave. Oh, an attacker's here. I'm afraid, but I'm a man, so I will go and engage the attacker. It is my job. And now we're teaching men, you don't have to do what you don't feel like doing. You can do what you do feel like doing.
The thing that people struggle with most, especially men, is that we only learn lessons the hard way. That's the problem. You want to be good at learning lessons the easy way, which is really paying attention and making sure the feedback you're receiving, you need to be perceptive to it so that it doesn't have to be so hard hitting. You need to be the kind of person who goes out for a drive and his wheels slide a bit and he slows down. But what people typically do is they go out for a drive, their wheels slide a little bit, they continue, and then they crash. And then they realize I should have slowed down once they hit a tree. They only learn the hard way. But when they got the easy little bits of feedback, they didn't want to pay attention to them because it was easy and they thought they got away with it. And it's the same with a relationship and the same with everything else. There's little bits of feedback. You go, okay, this is going to be a problem later on if I continue. But they ignore that part. They wait for all to blow up and go wrong. And then they learn. So men only learn the hard way.
And the reason they're sitting at home, even if they don't admit to these ailments, wondering why they're so unhappy all the time, is because you're fighting an internal battle. Your monologue is different in your mind from what your spirit truly wants. You want to be respected. You want to be strong. You want to stand up for what you know is right. You want to be a man. And you're just too afraid to engage the enemy. So you're going to self-destruct. You're going to turn on yourself. There's a fire inside of you. There's a fire inside of absolutely every man. And you can either direct it at your enemy and do your very best to destroy him, or it's going to burn inside of you and eat you alive. You have to make a choice. The cowardice that you feel that prevents you from engaging the enemy is the biggest betrayal, because now you're just engaging yourself. The battle's certain either way. So I strongly recommend you find who the enemy is and direct your efforts towards their destruction, as opposed to sitting there allowing yourself to self-immolate. Your future is the result of your daily actions. You're defined by what you do today.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Lazy now, loser later. Get to work. Now, what have you done today which is going to positively affect the outcome of your future? When have you sat and imagined your dream life? When have you self-analyzed and self-reflected and tried to work out where you've gone wrong to end up such a mediocre specimen of man? Why can't you go down to the dealer and buy a brand new Lamborghini right now? Why not? Is it a lack of money? Is it a lack of, what is it? Is it only money? Are you afraid if you buy one, you'll get robbed?
What is stopping you? Have you even thought about any of these things? Has it even crossed your mind? It's extremely important, gentlemen, that you understand the chessboard and understand exactly where you are so you can make changes.
As a man, you need to have struggle in your life. And I want you guys to actually sit and think, what struggle are you going through daily? What struggle are you undertaking? What struggle are you trying to overcome? Because you should make a list of them. I can know for myself, every single day I wake up and I train physically, every single day I have to go through X amount of physical pain when my day begins. That is a struggle that must be completed. Then I must try and keep my massive empire online, see my children, take care of everybody. There's struggle involved. My life is difficult. Difficult lives are fulfilling because we used to have to hunt and fish and go out there and go through difficulty to survive. And when I look at men who are physical specimens, I think everyone naturally does this, but I'm going to openly say it. I respect them differently than I look at men who aren't. I have a different level of respect for them because they show me they have discipline. They show me they have motivation. They show me they're capable of doing difficult and hard things. Those are the kind of people I trust. They're not afraid of struggle. They're problem solvers. People who train are problem solvers, and you need to become one, and you need to become very, very adept at solving problems pretty quickly. Do you not understand how intimidating that is? It's when they look at a group of people and they all look like superheroes, and they can tell they're all disciplined, all hardworking, all dedicated, all physically strong. The struggle is what's beautiful about it. That's the most important thing. That's what you have to understand. First, you want to become as strong as physically possible. So you want to be as strong as physically possible. Next, you want to try and make as much money as possible. Not even necessarily for the money, although money is extremely important because it allows you to take care of yourself. We talked about this before, but there's the challenge involved, and solving that challenge is going to make you feel more satisfied as a human. Happiness comes from success, and making money is success. You should try and make people around you smile and be happy. You should try and encourage positivity around you. You should be the kind of person that no one can really complain about their struggles around because they know that you're the person who's going to be like, why are you complaining when you could just simply fix it? You and your friends need to have friendly competition at all times. Now, you need to meet your friends and you need to have banter and competition around things that matter. Who's got the most money? Who's worked hardest? Who's discovered XYZ? Crypto, stock, new way of generating income. Who's trained that day? Who has the most children? Put some actual competitions together that matter and start competing and being around people because you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. Everybody knows this. So why don't you get some genuine metrics that will improve your life? You won't have time to stand around cooking meals if you're friends with somebody who works out for 3 hours a day, for example, because you're going to need to find 3 hours a day to train to beat him, which means you're going to have to just eat that rotisserie chicken as you do squats, like a man should. Live with men you're in competition with. This is ultra important because you can measure yourself against your circle. Get your act together, get some genuine metrics, things that matter, and once they're all put together, you're going to live in a naturally competitive environment, which is going to increase your testosterone level. It's going to prevent you from doing a lot of dumb shit. And the competition one's great, you know, because you can apply it to everything. I think that getting rich when you're young as a man is probably one of the worst things that can happen. You don't want to get rich to your late 20s. You want to spend all your 20s broke.
Broke and grinding.
Broke, grinding, training. If I had money at 18, 19, I would have skipped so many experiences and so many hard lessons. I'd be a fraction of the man I am today. So I don't like the idea of kids just gambling and getting lucky. Yeah. Now, that's the worst thing that can happen to a young man. He's skipping all the struggle, all the pain and suffering he's going to attempt to skip with money. He's going to end up suffering more in the end, but he's going to just lose, lose, lose.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I often see that when I speak to people who are too comfortable, they end up being unhappy.
Yeah.
You can't entertain yourself to happiness. You must earn happiness. You must climb a mountain. You must struggle yourself to happiness. That's extremely important. There must be physical, mental, social, creative, some kind of spiritual struggle. And those things being satisfied is what's going to satisfy you. It's like Bitcoin. Bitcoin's a mathematical equation. You solve the equation, you get a Bitcoin. Life is very much the same. There's struggles, there's difficulties which you have undertaken, which you have adopted to try and complete. And when you finish those things, then you get satisfaction as a reward. That's the Bitcoin. The only other alternative to that, to feel good, is hedonism. And that's not going to satisfy you for very long, and it's also going to destroy your life. So it's extremely important. Masculine competition is fun. I think what's fun as a man is being the best at anything, right? So I live in a very masculine environment because masculine competition drives you forward. We all work together. We all work inside of the company and we're very successful. But I don't really know what's fun anymore. I feel like nothing's really fun anymore besides working hard. Or you need an activity which is so adrenaline filled that it distracts you, which is why I love driving fast cars and fighting, because it's the only time I'm not thinking about work. Yeah, so I'm happy just to get my work done, and maybe I'm starting to get old after all. I'm 37, I'm getting old. I see my kids, I do my emails, I train hard, maybe go for a drive with the car, maybe get a coffee. That's it. Oh, he doesn't go to the gym because of XYZ, or he feels down. That's fine, but he needs to go to the gym. So we can talk about all the reasons he doesn't go for forever. That's a very long, lifelong conversation, but he needs to go. So we've removed the needs, and we've removed the hard facts and the duty and the honor and the commitments, and we've replaced it all with this subjectiveness. And there's nothing more subjective than feelings. How I feel inside on a day I say I'm happy might be the exact same way someone feels inside on the day they say they're sad. Because their expectation might be higher for happy, because they only think they're happy when they're running around laughing like a child. I don't really give a shit how the men I know feel, because they have things they need to do. And as long as they're going to do them like they're supposed to do them, I don't really care that much. And if they were to come to me and say they feel down about something and they had a good reason, I wouldn't be insensitive. That's fine. But we're talking about a death of a family member or something. And we're talking about 1 or 2 days until you just get back to life. You have things to do. If you're injecting struggle, and that struggle, solving those problems, lead to a positive place, once you become addicted to it, you're going to become a machine of monumental achievement. There are some very simple basic things you can do. Weight training, chess, having debates, trying your very best to take care of your mother, retire her, make sure that your people who you love are taken care of. You need goals and resistance and something to fight against to live well. Because the distance between pain and joy is what we experience. If you only have joy all of the time and no pain, you are not going to be happy. You don't need fun. Fun is the vector from which Satan operates. Every time you look at something which is fun, it's all just hedonistic. There's no money to be made. You don't retire your mother. You don't help the world. You don't give to charity. You don't become stronger. You don't become wiser. You don't learn anything. Experiences are unique. Jail was a unique experience. Bunch of fun. Unique. Life's not about fun as a man. Life is about doing the right thing because it must be done. Now, there are some things that are fun which can be earned, and there are some things which are fun that you could do which perhaps involve skill. Driving a supercar around a racetrack is fun. It involves skill. You have to be good at what you do. Cool. But a lot of this fun that is easily accessible to everyone, because not everybody can get a Ferrari on a closed racetrack. I can. You can't because you're poor. You do not need fun until you've already reached the highest possible echelon. So this whole idea that you need fun in your life, you don't. What you need is purpose. You need discipline. You need hard work. You need things to do which are going to benefit you and the others around you. You need duty. You need obligations. And you need performance metrics. You need people around you who are going to hold you accountable. You're nobodies. You're not important. Nobody knows who you are. You're not physically strong. You're not financially wealthy. You have bigger concerns. Your obsession with fun is holding you back. These things you think are fun aren't fun. Action solves all things. Time solves all things. God solves all things. And to sit around and be obsessed with feelings is highly feminine. I don't like that energy around me. I feel sad, I don't cry. Just get on with life. It's the adult mentality. So I'm not sure. Feelings don't cross my mind, if that makes sense. They don't cross my mind because they don't affect my day. So it doesn't change anything. So I have other things to think about. People are afraid of accepting there's a problem because then they know they have a responsibility towards fixing it. Yeah. And they don't want to do anything, one, because they're lazy, and two, because they're afraid they might lose. So they'd rather pretend there's no problem at all. And I think I often say to people in a lot of my videos about a lot of other subjects that it's not always the winning and the losing. It's the fighting in the first place. And there's plenty of men in history you remember who ended up losing in the end. Napoleon, for example. Who still fought. Which is why they mattered. It's not, if you're only going to fight when you're guaranteed to win, then no bravery is required. And you have to fight so that you can look back on your life and feel happy that you tried to do something when you knew it was going on before it was too late. Forget about the winning and losing for now. Focus on the fight. You must wait for the moment when the opponent's mind is scattered and strike without hesitation. If you do not overcome your tendency to give up so easily, your life will lead to nothing. Objectify your demons so you control them instead of them controlling you. Fear is a reaction. Courage is a decision. You have to train your mind to be stronger than your emotions, especially your impulses, or else you're going to lose yourself. You will only be found by the devil once you are lost, and he will lead you to hell. Most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by men who kept fighting when there seemed to be no hope at all. That's a good slogan for life. You should wake up, look in the mirror, and say, suddenly, the champion returns with initiative and vengeance. As a man, there is no easy life. Your life is not about being easy. Your life is not about being happy. Your life is always going to be difficult. All of the pain you feel, all of the sadness you feel, you're supposed to feel as a man, and you have two effective binary choices. You either go through the suffering and go through the trauma and go through the hardship it takes to be a man of value, or you suffer eternity as a nobody. There's two ways to suffer. You either suffer as coming as somebody, or you suffer as a perpetual and forever nobody.
I think if you take these approaches, if you take the approach of manifesting what you want so you're constantly motivated and understanding all the bad things that happen to you are just a lesson and one day you're going to get over it, it's pretty easy to be a happy, contented, balanced person. I don't think there's any serious magic to happiness. I think it's a choice and it's pretty easy to do. I think the unhappiest people in the world don't have any struggle at all. You often find that people who are struggling but know exactly what they're supposed to do, if they're getting up every day and they're grinding and they're working hard and they don't have what they want yet, but they believe they're going to get it and they're trying their very best and they're dedicating themselves, they're very happy. Perhaps to people who are born with a trust fund and unlimited money and have no struggles in their life and they have no objectives to try and conquer are truly the miserable ones. Perhaps we're built for struggle. Perhaps the human mind and soul and spirit is built to struggle. Perhaps we're built to suffer. I know me as a man, I'm happiest when I suffer. Why did the emperors we discussed earlier constantly try and expand their empires? Because they wanted to struggle. Yeah. They wanted difficulty. Would you play a video game if it was easy? If you could never die? I mean, cheats get boring pretty quick. You play it because it's hard. That's the whole point of it. You're supposed to struggle with it. You're supposed to suffer with it. So I think a lot of people confuse these things and they sit and say, this is merely making me unhappy. Or, you know, if I woke up and everything was just perfect, that'd be great for a few weeks. But if you just wake up and nothing ever goes wrong, I think that'd be quite depressing in its own way. That's the beauty of life, is the up and the down, because there's no light without dark.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
This is actually why people are addicted to video games. Young men are addicted to video games because it mimics virtually what they ought to be doing in the real world.
Yeah.
Effort in to upgrade their character, to become a better version of themselves so they can do better things than they could previously do and explore new areas of the map. You understand this in video games, and you do it in video games because it's very interesting to do. However, you don't want to do it in the real world. But in the real world, it's so much more rewarding. And I'm actually going to argue that we're living in one of the final periods where that's true. I'd say in a few generations, who you are and who your physical body is may not matter nearly as much.
No, but it does matter today. A lot.
Exactly. So that's why you should Enjoy it while you can. I believe if you lift, stretch, move, improve your body, try and train MMA, learn how to fight, get stronger, get bigger muscles, it's a fast track to self-discipline, which will carry over into all other endeavors. And I would argue that is nearly impossible. In fact, how many people can say the gym saved their life? How many people do you know were depressed, started training, got in fantastic shape, and weren't depressed anymore? It is very easy. The low-hanging fruit is your body and upgrading your body. That is the easiest struggle, which is never going to backfire on you and never going to be a negative towards any other facet of your life.
If I say something, I stick to it. I believe that your word is your bond and you should stick to everything you say. So for me, the simplest life hack is to make sure I never see myself as a liar. If I say something, I'm going to do it. So if I say I'm going to run a marathon, I now have the energy to run the marathon because I don't want to break my word to myself. Which the hack to that is I don't need the energy to run the marathon. I need the energy to say I'll run a marathon, which is a lot less. But once I've said it, I have to do it. So if I look at something and I don't want to do it and I think that looks too hard to do, I'll tell Tristan or I'll tell someone close to me I'm going to do it. So now I have to do it. Just be brutally honest with yourself all the time. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to make the correct move on the chessboard. If you think you're better than you are or worse than you are, you're going to make mistakes. You need to know exactly where you are.
Most of you are not actively building a future. You're not actively trying to build the dream life that you want to have. And then you expect it to just appear. Do you know why? Because when you were born in the middle, your parents put food in the fridge. It just appeared. The heating was just on because it was cold outside. We knew. You never had that problem. That's why people at the bottom, we understand intricately. We understand this viscerally. We understand that nothing is going to come to us unless we go out there and get it ourselves. And once you have that, you have endless motivation for all things. That is extremely important. You have to train a fighter, a boxer. Do you want somebody who has poor nutrition and poor sleep, but endless fire inside of them, someone poor, to turn him into Muhammad Ali? Or do you want somebody with a good bed and good food, but lacks fire? Which one do you think is going to become a champion? Which boxers have become champion historically across time? Were they rich men? Were they from middle class incomes? Or were they from the ghetto? Were they from the bottom? It is all a test. It's all a test. You watch me because I perform flawlessly, and I'm not afraid to pay the price. You'd be up here with me if you were brave. When I say brave, and this is a genuine question, when is the last time you made a brave decision? When's the last time you took a brave route and did a brave thing? And I want you to actually take a few seconds and ask yourself that question and answer it. Bravery is a muscle like every other one that must be flexed and used to grow. Bravery is extremely important, and Bitcoin's a super easy answer. What's the worst that can happen? You lose your money? Do you think people like us were afraid to buy crypto once we worked it out? Once we were told about Bitcoin at $800, do you think we were afraid to buy it because we might lose money? Do you not understand? People like us don't give a fuck. That's how we end up here. Oh, you're lacking hunger. You're scared to be brave. You're lazy.
I don't want to put my $6,000 into Bitcoin. I might lose it.
I might lose it. Because you lack bravery. So, if you've done nothing brave that you can mention instantly off the top of your head, then what you need to do is something brave quickly. I'm not quitting. That's called handing the prize to somebody else. There are a certain number of prizes in the universe. There are stars that exist. They're just out there. There's prizes. So the people at the bottom have something that you don't have. It's hunger. You need to now, and this is the actionable, guys. You need to cultivate a lifestyle which is going to endlessly give you fire inside of your heart so that you never struggle with motivation ever again. You need to cultivate that with your social circle. So you need to be around motivated, hungry men. You need to cultivate it with the decisions you make. The reason you lose is because you've been programmed to lose by all of your experiences throughout life. Winners are programmed, losers are programmed. I was programmed to be a winner in any scenario because I was raised in a very specific way. You were not. So we're going to start at the absolute beginning of why you've ended up a loser, because most of you never self-reflect. You're dummies who never look in the mirror and say, how did I end up where I am? Why am I the person I am? Why do I believe the things I believe? You don't self-analyze. So you don't understand how your own mind works, which means you don't understand why you are where you are, because before you make a move on the chessboard, you need to analyze your position. By analyzing the board, the smartest thing you can do is to try and take your strengths and play them off against your weaknesses. So if you're poor, you have hunger and motivation. What you have to do is fix the things you don't have. You need to get around rich people. You need to get a good network of people you can trust who have a lot of money. You need to find a teacher who's prepared to teach you how money really works. That's the first thing. The second thing, and your biggest problem to fix, is your monumental laziness. And you have to understand that you innately are lazy. You innately lack hunger and fire. You're innately afraid. You're a coward. You lack the balls it takes in many scenarios to get rich or die trying. That's the truth. People in the ghetto already have the fire. Those brothers already have fire. Yeah. They're already prepared to do anything it takes. You need to ignite the fire inside of you. You need to make sure there's something inside of you that's going to get you motivated like a poor person's hunger, because you've never felt it before. Because the poor don't need motivation. The poor understand what it's like to be taken advantage of. And the poor understand what happens when you have no money and no food. You don't. You're not poor. You have food in your fridge. So how do you find happiness? Happiness is in struggle. The struggle and the size of the struggle you're facing, along with how important it is and how important you feel it is deep in your heart, is directly correlated to how successful and how happy you're going to feel all of the time. Struggle is extremely important for a man, and you should be looking to inject struggle into your life permanently. For a man, your contentment will come from your purpose, and it will come from your competence, and it will come from succeeding objectives. It will come from completing difficult things that other people cannot complete. It will never come from the easily accessible hedonism, which you have confused for fun. If everybody can do it, you shouldn't want to do it. If everybody can go to that concert, you shouldn't want to go. If everybody can go to that club, you shouldn't want to go. But you should only want to do things others can't do. The only fun I have is doing things I know you're not allowed to do. So you need to sit there and go, all right, I'm being asked to do something fun. Who else can do this? And if the answer is everybody, stop. I clear my emails. I've trained hard that day. I've made a couple million dollars. And that's why you've actually had a very bad start in life. You need, and this is very important, not only do you lack fire, you lack imagination. Because when you're poor, let me tell you something poor people do all the time. You imagine. My brother and I used to sit around and talk about what could be if only we managed to get it out. How it would feel to have this car. How it would feel to be in this place. How it would feel to be famous and internationally renowned. How it would feel to go to Saint-Tropez and live on a yacht. How it would feel to be able to fly on private planes. How it would feel to not have to worry about food anymore. My brother and I used to imagine for hours. We used to talk about it. We believed in this version of reality where we somehow made it. Not only do you lack motivation, you lack imagination. And that's why it's very important. You need to start believing you are the man, even if you're not yet. Before I was world champion, I knew I was going to be world champion. You have to believe these things. We had imagination and we had hunger and fire. You don't have those things. That's why you're fucked. Do you not understand? It doesn't matter how tired I get when I fight. I'm never actually tired, because I am so desperate to hurt my opponent. I am more desperate to hurt him than I am tired. In all realms, forever. That is the hunger and motivation. That's why boxers start poor. That's why fighters are poor. There's a different mentality they're born with. They imagine being champion. They're prepared to do anything it takes. They have hunger and fire inside of them. There's no middle class champions. None. So it's extremely important you develop your imagination as well as your fire. And I'm saying this to you because there's a whole bunch of you who don't realize how badly you've failed. You need to start imagining what actual freedom is. You need to start seeing beyond the confines of your comfort. You need to start developing the hunger it's going to take for you to elevate to the highest possible echelons and stop being enslaved by your comfort, because that's what you're enslaved by. It's extremely important. I've checked on all the people I love, all the people I care about. I've donated some money to charity. My children are fed. Their mothers are taken care of. Everything is in order. Everything is in its proper place. That is fun. If you say to me, Andrew, skip a portion of that. Skip a portion of that organization and professionalism so that we can go and do something that everyone else can do. My answer will be no. That does not sound fun to me. And the fact that you think that's fun shows that you have a severe mental deficiency. Okay. Stay away from it. You're only going to find actual fun through purpose, and you're only going to find purpose through exceptionalism. So you need to become the best possible version of yourself in all realms. That's extremely important. The reason you are so unhappy is because you are trying to have fun. You're unhappy because you're trying to have fun instead of trying to become important. They are very different things, and you're never going to feel satisfied in your heart unless you become important. Please imagine, and I don't state this with arrogance, please imagine for a second you're the most Googled man on the planet. And you're a kickboxing world champion, and you have hundreds of millions of dollars, and you're built like a tank. Imagine how you feel when you look in the mirror. Nothing can match that, and nothing can beat that.
Manifestation is real, but not because your mind manages to magically attract the things you want. I think it just reminds you of what you really want, and it allows you to find energy all the time. If you manifest yourself having a perfect physique, you're going to be a lot more motivated in the gym. It's not the thought that makes the physique, it's the gym that makes the physique. However, the manifestation makes you want to go to the gym. So I do believe that if you understood the power of your thoughts, you'd never think negatively ever again. But I think manifestation works in another way. I also think that once you understand all of the bad things and good things that come into your life are a perfect plan from God himself, you're going to be a lot less affected by the bad things. If something bad happens to you, it's part of God's plan. He knows what he's doing. In the end, you're going to be happy it happened. I often ask people, is there anything bad that's happened to you in the past at the time you were distraught about that you now wish didn't even happen? So if you understand you're always going to get there eventually, why be upset about it now, right? If you know in a year from now you'll be glad it happened, why be upset about it happening now? You have to be cerebral enough about things. I think that as a man, your happiness comes from feeling respected over feeling loved. And the reason perhaps you're happy now is because you have more respect for yourself because of the decisions you're making, and Amen. You have self-respect.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of men, even if they have self-respect, if nobody else respects them, they're struggling.
I have no interest in being happy. I wake up and say, how can I be proud of myself? What can I achieve that makes me proud of myself? How can I do things that make other people respect me and are proud of me? How do I have a day which I complete when I come home, the woman who's in my house says, wow, there's no man like you. How do I live a life so my children look at me and go, dad's a superhero? How do I make my mother call me and say, I couldn't possibly be more?
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I have to live the exact same life regardless of how I feel. So for me, happiness is not a good indicator on how life should be lived.
But you need to sit down and look at your life and say, what's going to make me as motivated as possible? Is it developing an imagination to imagine my dream life? I'm sure it is. Is it having a social circle of people who are always trying to elevate? I'm sure it is. You need to then sit there, look at every facet of your life, analyze it one by one, and develop a lifestyle which is going to give you endless fire, because without it, you are going to lose. You are broken inside. You are lacking a fire inside of you, because once you get that fire, you become invincible. The fire inside of your heart makes you hard to kill, truthfully. It is the fire inside of your heart that makes you uncrushable, the kind of cockroach which survives a nuclear explosion. It is extremely important that you are never in a position where you lack motivation ever again. It is extremely important that you never fuck up an opportunity that is handed to you ever again. And these things are conscious choices you make by changing your lifestyle.
There's nothing stopping you from winning besides yourself. I have now given you an actionable. The actionable is for you to design your life around getting endless motivation and fire in all ways. Everything you do needs to be deliberately geared and designed towards giving you motivation and making you feel hunger inside of yourself. Then you must take all of that fire, turn it into positive energy, and exude it out into the universe. If you want it to rain and you don't know what to do, do a rain dance. Perhaps the rain dance will not make the clouds seed. However, God will be happy that you're taking action as opposed to just sitting still, quietly waiting for rain to appear while being submissive and subservient. No, you have to go out there and do things. God wants to see you take care of what he has given you. Nobody continues to give gifts to the ungrateful. This is absolutely true about life. It's extremely important that you show God that you deserve it. Your discipline will shape your destiny, but it is extremely easy to be disciplined if all you've ever known is struggle. Guys, you as a man should be offended by the fact that my brother and I started miles below you and have surpassed you in every single human metric. That should bother you. But you should also sit there and go, why are they beating me? They started below me. They started the race way back there. And I was so lazy and so stupid and I took life for granted and I expected everything to be given to me that these guys have managed to lap me and surpass me based purely on hunger and grit alone. They had no advantages. All they had was this innate desire to do anything it took. Now is the time. Every single day you need to wake up, take action, and get things done.
Happiness to me is a super interesting concept because when people come to me and say, I'm not happy, I say, why should you be happy? They're like, what do you mean? I was like, who told you you should be happy all the time without working for it? Happiness is at the top of a mountain somewhere. You ain't been anywhere. You haven't even climbed it.
I think everybody on the planet has something to prove. If you walk through life and feel like you have nothing to prove, then you're a loser. If you wake up each day and go, I don't owe anybody anything, I don't have to prove anything to anybody, then you are a loser because you are absolutely not the incorrect. You must prove yourself to other people. You must prove yourself to your bloodline, as we just discussed. You must prove yourself to God. God hates the lazy. He can't stand them. If he gives you all these genetic dispositions and these natural God-given gifts, if you have two arms and two legs and you can think and you're not trying your absolute best, that's the reason you're not lucky. He doesn't like you. He likes the people which show him the beauty of his own creation. He likes to give somebody building blocks and them to build something amazing. It's the best thing about being a man, you get to build who you are. God loves to see that. Those people, for some reason, seem to be enormously lucky, right? The person who goes, I don't have to prove anything to God. I don't owe all of my ancestors any effort. You know, for 5,000 years, people were dodging saber-tooth tigers and catching the plague and running from Genghis Khan. I don't owe them anything. Don't owe them a thing because I want to play video games. These people are losers. I wake up every day with something to prove. I have hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm in fantastic shape, 4 times world champion, fighting the Matrix out here by myself. More. I will have to be braver. I must try harder. All I do is prove myself. So when I hear people go, I don't have nothing to prove, then you're a loser. Peasants have never felt like they needed to prove anything. But kings felt like they needed to go and conquer land. It's coincidental that the king, who already had it all, felt like he needed to go to some far-flung land and conquer it and take it and prove he's the king. But the peasants, oh, I don't have to prove nothing to nobody. You're a loser then. You're a dummy. I absolutely and utterly, completely have everything to prove to everybody all of the time. That's who I am. I will prove anything to anybody. If I sit and say X, I will prove it.
Nobody cares about men being happy. We talk about women being happy. We want children to be happy. If you look at a full-grown man on Christmas morning, he's smiling because his wife is smiling. He's smiling because his children are smiling. Nobody even buys him anything. What do they buy the dad? Socks? Nobody cares about men being happy. So why do you as a man care about you being happy? That's how you're going to fall into these traps. I'm a very content person. I live a fantastic life. I'm not miserable or depressed. I'm not sad ever, but I don't wake up and go, I want to be happy today. No, sir. I wake up and say, okay, things must be done.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
And those things will be completed regardless of how I feel. Regardless of how I feel. You can lock me in a dungeon for an unknown amount of time, in Romania, and I will still complete as many push-ups as I can possibly do in the dark by myself. What else am I going to do? Sit there and be sad? Happy or sad, the push-ups must be done. It's called duty. It's called honor. It's called pride. So I'm asking you why you don't have them. You could be a genuine force for good in the world. And you know what's funny? The funniest thing, the most ironic thing about all of this is that if you don't prioritize happiness and you prioritize feeling proud of yourself, you end up happy by extension.
I don't want a woman to ever go through anything bad in her life. I think a man should go through it for her and protect her, because I think that's how she's her best self as a woman. But I think to be your best self as a man is the absolute opposite. And when someone emails me and says, this has happened to me, I'm like, good. No, what do you mean good? It's terrible. How else are you going to become important? How else are you going to find endless fire to get up and struggle in the face of the competition that's out here in the world? How else are you ever, you're going to do all that with a nice cushy life? If any man's honest with himself, think about the biggest transformative stages in your life. Think about the times you got the most work done. It was a bad part of your life. You were heartbroken, or, you know, you lost a house or broke or whatever. That's when you did shit. When everything was fine, the mortgage is paid, dinner's on time. It's kind of doop-de-doop-de-doo, little by little, do a little bit of work, do a little bit of relax. But the big events come from trauma. This is it. So it's a cheat code. It's a cheat code to climb the mountain. So when I get a message from whoever, it goes, my wife left me, I'm devastated. I say, I understand. I completely understand how hard it can be to lose a woman that you've given your entire life to.
If you never make a mark on the world, then you effectively never existed. And when you're gone, nobody will care. And that's very important, because you have a duty to your ancestors and you have a duty to God. So you must make a choice. And this is genuine choice for you people at home. Do you want to live in obscurity forever and be invisible and not matter and have an easier life? I would argue that it's not easier, because in your heart and in your soul, you're going to feel guilty knowing you could have been something you're not. Or do you want to try your absolute best and struggle and suffer every day of your life, paying the rent for all of the amazing things around you? We pay endless rent. We pay rent for our bodies. We pay rent for our relationships. We pay rent to keep our kids. We pay rent to keep our business. We pay rent to keep our freedom. Every single day is work to pay the rent. It's absolutely never ending, and you have to make that choice. So you have a pen and paper in front of you. You need to decide, do you want to be invisible with a lower rent bill, or do you want to be important and work hard and suffer to make sure that the rent is paid? It's a choice you must make, and it's binary, and you must be extremely dedicated towards the decision you finally make. You shouldn't wake up and say, how happy am I today? How does that affect how I act? That's not how I operate. I wake up and say, what must be done? What will allow me to be proud of myself? What will allow me to achieve? And those things will be done regardless of how I feel. And those are how, that's how the most successful people on earth all operate. The most successful people on earth don't only do things because they feel happy about doing them.
I refuse to accept that there are people out there who cannot become happy, contented individuals. I refuse to accept we live in a world where God has created people who, no matter how hard they work and how good their life becomes, can't be happy. I don't accept that. I accept that the universe is a very giving place and that God loves all of us. And if you try your best and you work hard, you can become a better person.
The beauty of life as a man is to be great. So you have to sit here and ask yourself, do you want to be a happy loser that's insignificant? Nobody knows you exist. Women don't respect you. Men don't respect you. Nobody cares if you live or die, but you get to smile all the time. Or do you want to be one of the most important people on the planet with a little bit of stress?
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.